Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. President Donald Trump unveiled his national security strategy, saying with every decision and every action, he is putting America first. In a speech on Monday, Mr. Trump said his priorities include protecting the homeland, promoting American prosperity, preserving peace through strength, and advancing American influence.
This strategy recognizes that whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. We accept that vigorous military, economic, and political contests are now playing out all around the world.
The president pointed to Russia and China as competitors who seek to challenge American values, influence, and wealth. He said he would try to build partnerships with both, but only if it protects U.S. national interests. Mr. Trump also said economic wealth is a key to America's influence.
For the first time, American strategy recognizes that economic security is national security. Economic vitality, growth, and prosperity at home is absolutely necessary for American power and influence abroad.
The president promised to rebuild the military, confront North Korea's nuclear threat, and defeat extremism. He also dropped climate change as a national security threat. The Trump administration is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers around the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal Monday night saying the attack was widespread and cost billions of dollars. Pyongyang has long been suspected of distributing a computer virus called WannaCry in May, which locked out users in at least 150 countries. This is VOA News. South Africa's ruling ANC party Monday elected Cyril Ramaphosa as its new leader. Nearly 5,000 members of the African National Congress voted at a conference in Johannesburg.
Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma received 2,261 votes, and Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa received 2,440 votes.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa is now considered the leading candidate to become the next president in 2019 elections. Ramaphosa had expected to succeed President Jacob Zuma, who is embroiled in numerous corruption scandals. The Trump administration wielded its first UN Security Council veto Monday, blocking a draft resolution that would have barred any change to the status of Jerusalem. The vote followed President Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said there is no joy in casting the first U.S. veto in 6 years, but said it was necessary to defend U.S. sovereignty.
It's one more example of the United Nations doing more harm than good in addressing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, for the simple act of deciding where to put our embassy, the United States was forced to defend its sovereignty.
Israel's prime minister thanked the U.S. for its stand, but Palestinian Foreign Minister Raed al-Malki applauded those who voted yes on the resolution.
14 votes in favor, which means the majority of members of the Security Council against the veto from the U.S. That's really very important.
Palestinian envoy Raed Mansour denounced the U.S. decision as provocative, reckless, and dangerous, and said a veto could not negate the legality of existing Security Council resolutions. Speed may have been a factor in Monday's derailment of an Amtrak train in northwestern U.S. state of Washington on Monday. The train was on its first trip along a faster new route. Some cars fell into a busy interstate below. At least three passengers were killed. The train was going approximately... This is VOA News from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Oh, yeah.